360. That's door2doororganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Through no fault of their own, many people may be hurting this holiday season. Do what you can to help by donating food, clothing, toys, or money to your local church, civic group, or favorite charity. Let's make this a nice holiday for everyone. That's from Terry and her fine family and staff at Teresa's, not just Giro's, at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594. Or stop in for great food and great atmosphere and a great staff. They're on the air because they care and are wishing everyone a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and, well, our regular scheduled guest isn't here, so we'll have open lines until we can get him. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. But there's so many things we could talk about this morning, perhaps the Christmas bombing. I think that this really is a very important issue, because it is a totally contrived situation. I mean, here's a young man who's trained in Great Britain, who's gone to school there, speaks fluent English, who apparently had come in contact with the extremists in Yemen. This is what, at least what we're told, to the point where his father actually went to the American consulate in Nigeria and said, "I'm concerned that my son is becoming, you know, an extremist and Islamic radical." Now, Great Britain will not allow this boy to come into their country. He is banned from re-entering England, even though he'd been there for a year previously, on a visa. Why they withdrew his visa, but he got a visa to come to the United States. How could they be that stupid? Well, I don't think they're that stupid. I think they know exactly what they're doing. They have massive computers. They know who every radical is in the country. Well, they put him on the wrong watch list. Oh, we're so incompetent here. But we're going to do better next time, don't you worry. Ladies and gentlemen, they knew who every one of the 9/11 terrorists was. You remember the day after 9/11 when they had all of their names and pictures and their whole history? Do you really think that they could come up with that in 24 hours? Of course not. They knew who they were, but they can't let the American people know. And then, of course, the young man apparently did not have, for some reason, a passport, at least a gentleman who's told the story, and you can see it on Prison Planet, apparently a very reliable individual, said he was there at the airport in Amsterdam where, of course, the young boy got on for the second leg of his trip to the United States. How did he got to Amsterdam from Africa without a passport? I'll never know. We'll never know. But then, of course, he comes to Amsterdam, there's somebody there, a well-dressed Indian man who gets him on the plane, despite the fact he doesn't have a passport. Now, let me ask you, who among you think you could get onto a plane without a passport, especially if you were an African man who was on a terror watch list? You mean to tell me it's that incompetent? And then the president said, and the system didn't work, but you notice that they haven't fired anybody at all. Just the system didn't work, but we're going to do better next time. And then after this bumbling attempt to bring down the plane, why Al-Qaeda immediately announces, we're responsible for the bombing. Why would you announce you're responsible for a failed bombing? Maybe if it was as successful, if Al-Qaeda were real. But remember, Al-Qaeda was created by the CIA. And you go back and read the books on Holy Wars, Dollars for Terror. They were written in the 1990s all about Al-Qaeda and how it was being financed by Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and the CIA. All of their intelligence worked together. But why would you stage this just at this time, at Christmas time? Well, one reason, of course, is they want to bring in this new screening device, which will give you a tremendous amount of radiation, which will probably damage your reproductive system. And, of course, they want to control the world population. And the only way you're going to get people to be willing to accept increased surveillance and all of this increased watching is to create this image of terror. And then one more point. How do you justify putting a quarter of a million Americans into Afghanistan, 900,000 American troops and 160,000 contractors and contract workers and CIA, who are really running the war over there? The military isn't running the war, the CIA is. How do you justify that when there are only 100 members of Al-Qaeda? If any of you doubt that, we have a speech given by Congressman Ron Paul 2 weeks ago last Sunday. Why Harry Croft, or whatever his name is, on CBS brought that point up in the interview with President Obama. I mean, why are you adding another 30,000 men when there are only 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan? Oh, well, we've got to protect ourselves. The president says, if we don't protect ourselves, look, what if you put in, you know, a few dozen CIA agents and be able to take them out? Because we're not wanting to take them out any more than we want to get Osama bin Laden. In fact, if you go back and look at this CBS a week ago, 60 Minutes, they had the man there who was in charge of the CIA unit back in October of 2001, he will tell you, we knew where Osama bin Laden was, but we couldn't get permission from Washington, D.C. to kill him. Why, the president promised us we were going to get Osama bin Laden dead alive. I remember hearing George Bush say that. I promise you, we'll get Osama bin Laden dead or alive. But they couldn't get permission. The CIA couldn't get permission to kill him. Ladies and gentlemen, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. How do you justify a war, you know, with 250,000 men when there's only 100 Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan? Why, you need an incident. Al-Qaeda tried to bring down an airliner. And actually some poor fellow set his leg on fire and used an explosive, but you need blasting caps to set it off, and they forgot that. They just had them light a fuse. Do you honestly believe this story? Think, ladies and gentlemen, we're being manipulated, and the next stage is a war with Iran. And believe me, that will affect every one of you out there. Get informed. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. I get material from Alex Jones from Prison Planet, and begin to use the good mind that God gave you. You do not need 250,000 men to get 100 members of Al-Qaeda. And we just did a lot of Guantanamo to Cayman, where that Al-Qaeda's moved for the intent quarter. I would just do something like that unintentionally. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Clean Research and Development at 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of those holiday spirits. That's from Barry and his family and staff at Keen Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Keen Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and who do we have on the line? It was somebody calling in.
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Mark here in Niwot, Colorado.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good. Great to talk with you again. And sometimes it's frustrating that it'd be under situations like this, but I agree with you. As I watched this, I got to thinking, you know, this is probably one of the most absolutely incredible incidents in the last decade to show just how stupid the American people can be sometimes to put up with this kind of incompetence. You know, it reminds me of the quote from Robert Heinlein where he said, "Never underestimate the power of human stupidity." And if we're to believe the press on this story, it basically says that the only reason this bunch of passengers is still alive, you know, the ones from the Christmas Knickerbocker fiasco, is because that idiot on the plane was every bit as incompetent as the cretins who failed so miserably to protect against him.
Right. And yes.
You know, ¿quién es más estúpido is the question in Spanish. And, you know, the only real bottom line is that the American people must be more stupid either than the TSA people or the idiot on the plane, because they are buying this stuff and then they're accepting more of the same kind of, I don't know of any other good way to put it, BS that didn't work before to protect them, given the idiocy on both sides of the fence.
Well, our job is to try to get as many people out there as you possibly can thinking. And, you know, when you explain what's going on to them and ask them, why does it take a quarter of a million people to oppose the 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan? You know, they have to stop and think about it, and you scratch your head and you say, gee, it really shouldn't take a quarter of a million people to fight 100 members of Al-Qaeda. And then, well, we're really fighting the Taliban. Well, the Taliban never attacked us. The Taliban controlled the country. We financed the Taliban right up until September 11, 2001. If the people of Afghanistan want to have a radical Islamic government, and I think most of them do, why let them have it? I mean, that's their country. Why are we there in the first place?
Well, the essence of democracy is rule by the stupid majority, and that's what we're seeing all over the world. Yeah, here's the thing, and I respect and agree with your position on the war as being one of the causes, but I can't help but point out, too, the other major piece of this, the reason why this propaganda stupidity is so effective, because the other thing that we've been hearing on the Sunday morning and all the other news shows from the our would-be masters is you're going to see more body scanners, you're going to see more intrusive stuff. Get naked for Big Brother at the airports, because that's what all this is really leading to. And the thing that bugs me, and I'll say it this way to try and be polite, Dr. Stan. You know, if some talk show host, high profile person like yourself, or some other individual who was a problem to the regime, was to be caught with kiddie porn on their computer, even if it was put there by a hacker, of course, you realize that that's the idea is to ruin careers, throw people in jail, destroy their lives without any benefit of trial, because there's no worse way to be convicted in the public mind now than something like that. So it doesn't take much in the way of kiddie porn on some private individual's computer to literally destroy them. And yet, what's being done as a result of this incident is every father in the country is being told, your little son, your little daughter, we're going to collect kiddie porn on them and put them on a screen in front of some TSS pervert, and they're going to have the ability to look at this stuff and enjoy it, and who knows what's going to happen to it. We're going to assure you, of course, that it's all right, but hey, we're the ones that can't protect you from knicker bombers. The irony in that ought to be palpable to anybody who's going to get naked for Big Brother, that the thing that would convict you and ruin your life is going to be sitting in front of somebody else on a screen, and you are going to be forced to put your son or your daughter or your wife in that position.
Well, I'll tell you what, so much of what we see on television is frank pornography. What they're using for sex education in our schools is certainly pornography. But the average American doesn't understand. They want to corrupt the minds of our children and of our people, and Desperate Housewives and all of these other programs are designed just to do that, to focus our attention on sex, as they destroy the very moral fabric of what was once a great country. In fact, that's why
the popular words a few years ago was cognitive dissonance. It's the idea of believing one thing in one regime and another thing in the other regime. The Red Queen in Alice in Wonderland was quoted as saying, you know, I can believe six impossible things before breakfast. And that's essentially the kind of thing we're seeing, you know, written large in America today, is you have to believe the idiots that fail so bad they're going to protect you. How are they going to protect you? They're going to protect you by taking away more of your rights. They're going to exchange yet more of your God-given rights for a little temporary security. They're going to force this on you. And when all is said and done, if you believe that that's going to make any difference, why, I've got a knicker bomber with some exploding shorts for you.
Or another phony H1N1 epidemic or something like that. Well,
who knows? And the funny thing, Dr. Skin, it's not funny, but it's sad, is that who can imagine, I guess, you know, we've both been around long enough now to speculate as the kind of stupid stunt that will be the next excuse for taking away more of people's God-given rights. But we can assure you that it'll happen. And when it does, it'll be even more ridiculous than the ones we're seeing currently foisted off on a gullible public.
Well, my concern, my real concern, is that they're trying to manipulate us into a war with Iran. And of course, the president's going to say, well, it wasn't my fault. I didn't want this. It was those Israelis. They just went ahead and attacked Iran. And then Iran responded by attacking Saudi Arabia, closing the Straits of Hormuz, and that's why your gasoline is now costing you $6 or $8 a gallon and forcing you out of your car, because that's really our secret agenda, but we can't tell you that. And now we're going to have to go to war with Iran to open up the Straits of Hormuz so that Europe can get oil, because we don't get most of our oil from Saudi Arabia, we get from other sites, but Saudi Arabian oil, most of it goes to Europe. Anyway, I just hope and pray that doesn't happen, but everything points at that is the ultimate plan. Well, our job, you know, and we at least have the opportunity to reach people through radio, and we have opportunities to pick up new stations all the time, and this little network we put together. And where we can get the truth out, people begin to understand. You see, we've never been exposed to it. It's so ridiculous. I mean, who could honestly believe that the American State Department and CIA intentionally brought Fidel Castro to power back in 1959, knowing he was a communist, and yet we brought him to power and we've kept him in power? Well, this whole idea, you have to have an enemy to keep the stupid public rallied behind the government. The government's going to protect us from Fidel Castro. I mean,
yeah, well, you know, perhaps, Dr. Stan, the same kind of people would believe something like that that would believe a bunch of paid climatologists who fake emails and massage data in order to convince them that in spite of the fact that the actual global temperature is probably cooling over the last few years, that we have to put new draconian controls in place to destroy their ability to have their own heat and fuel for their vehicles and electricity for their lights and so forth besides.
But, you know, some people out in America are beginning to understand. That's really been sort of exciting. I mean, the fact that their H1 epidemic was such a fraud, I mean, the majority of the pregnant women did not take the vaccine. I mean, the majority of the people didn't take the vaccine. And now they're stuck with probably 100-150 million doses of a toxic waste that's so toxic you can't dump it down the toilet because it would be considered a toxic waste. You can't dump it in the river. You can't even dump it in the ocean because it'll get in the fish. And so what are they going to do with it?
We both know what they're going to do with it. They're going to do exactly what they did with the last set of toxic waste from the uranium hexafluoride treatment. They will find a way to convince the American people that it's good for them, and they'll put it in the water supply.
Give it to the people in third world countries who do not have alternative radio, who still believe in the vaccine program that's being used for depopulation of the world, because there's no safe amount of mercury, and it destroys reproduction, and the sperm count is falling. It's fallen 50%, but not only in America, all throughout the world. And what do we have universally throughout the world? Well, we have vaccination with mercury-containing vaccines that lower the sperm count, and nobody is telling the people of America or the people of the world what's really going on.
Yeah, it's an amazing time.
Right on. I wouldn't disagree with the thing you said, and I do hope the other people out there like to know what other people think. Our number is 877-254-7524. But
thank you, Stan. God bless.
Go right ahead. Oh, well, do we have somebody else on the line?
Yes, this is Lee from Colorado also.
Yeah, just speak right up. Go ahead.
It sort of ties into what you were talking about earlier about the destruction of the family. I've just in the past, I don't know, several months.
You're going to have to speak a little bit louder. You're a little soft.
Okay, I apologize. The past year or so, I've been noticing that women just have been walking away from their families. And, you know, in most animals, they fight to the death to, you know, protect their children. And I mean, where they just literally do not even have contact with them. And, you know, people try to blame it on drugs and that sort of thing. And from what I'm seeing, yeah, there's a component of drugs and alcohol, but not always. And I'm just wondering, what are they... Is it part of the fluoride? Is it part of something else? I mean, it's got to be beyond just the psychological stuff.
It's psychological, but also they're putting all sorts of things, you know, into our environment that are toxic to the brain. Certainly the mercury in the vaccines is toxic to the brain as well as reproduction. They're putting a lot of things in the food. You know, the MSG, the aspartame, the genetically modified food, the BPA, we have plastic products that certainly alter the hormonal makeup. And then, of course, what we're seeing on television, you know, Desperate Housewives, a woman's got to be out there having sex with anybody she wants to. This whole idea that women are oppressed in the home and certainly women should be liberated. Well, if liberation means you can go around and be sexually promiscuous and sleep with anybody you want to and get all sorts of sexually transmitted diseases. You notice that on the Desperate Housewives, they never talk about the fact that most of these people, if they were real and acting like this, would contract all sorts of viral and bacterial and spirochetal diseases. As you get these into your body, they begin to create chronic inflammation, and it inflames your brain. You don't sleep right. Pardon me, you don't think correctly. And this is what's leading to, so at least in part, to the increasing dementia, to the increasing psychological disease, to the Alzheimer's disease, but much of these psychological disease, things like schizophrenia and depression, or just simply not thinking clearly, can be directly attributed to these chronic infections that people are getting because of sexual promiscuity. And you're right. Most animals don't go off and leave their children. I mean, even the quail families that we have on our property, why they all together, the family unit is very important. It's only in the human species where they've been able to alter that. And we should be very, very concerned about what's happening and the moral breakdown of our society. Go right ahead. Well, we seem to have lost our caller, so again, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Also, of course, diet plays an important part on the way we think. There's a wonderful talk we have by Dr. Russell Blaylock on nutrition and behavior. And certainly we know the fluoride in the water has a tremendous impact on how the brain works, as does the mercury and the aluminum. Other things, they're poisoning the American people.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, COPARC means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adoptive parents of five, COPARC means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, COPARC means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. COPARC is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttex.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Clean Dirt Grain and Seed says that the upcoming holiday season is meant to be a time of joy and happiness. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of time. Do yourself and your community a favor and remember to drive defensively, cautiously, and soberly. Make this holiday season a safe and special time of year. That's from Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28.5 in Sterling. They're proud to be a sponsor of our holiday safe driving campaign and are on the air because they care and wish you all happy and safe holiday season.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Schedule list is not here. So if you're out there and something you'd like to talk about, our telephone number 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have something you'd like to talk about, if you agree or disagree with what I'm saying. Well, nobody's there. We don't have a call to the present, do we? Apparently not. Well, then let's talk a little bit about the failed epidemic. Now, of course, the H1N1 epidemic. You've seen a contrived epidemic here recently. And certainly we know the government's been lying to us about everything because, first of all, the epidemic started either the end of March or the 1st of April and early in April of this year, 2009, we suddenly began to see these cases pop up in Mexico City, and the big propaganda campaign was on, and we were hearing 10 people had died, 20 people had died, 100 people had died, 140 people had died in this one segment of Mexico where this had started. And it was all a lie. Later on, they had to come back and say, oh, shucks, all those people didn't die, but there were people who just died, but we thought maybe they died of this new type of Mexican flu or swine flu, and then it turned out that they called it H1N1 type A influenza. Well, and then certainly by the end of April of last year, the CDC already had a seed strain of this virus that identified the virus. They knew the type of virus. They already were preparing the vaccine. They gave $1 billion, $1 billion of our tax money to the vaccine manufacturers to create the vaccine, and then another $7 or $8 billion of our tax money to actually begin producing the vaccine so that we could, of course, save the American people from this deadly epidemic, which really wasn't a deadly epidemic. In fact, it was a very mild disease. But they kept saying, well, it might mutate, though. It might mutate. And, well, if it mutated, then your vaccine wouldn't do any good because it's got to be very type-specific. If it's a mutated vaccine, a virus, then you're going to have to produce a new vaccine. But, you see, they produced this fear in the public. Well, certainly by June. I think it was by June 11th. The World Health Organization had declared this was a pandemic. Now, there weren't that many cases. A lot of countries, they might have just half a dozen cases of verified H1N1. They may not even have had them, but they wanted to declare a pandemic so that they could justify giving the vaccine throughout the world. And, of course, the vaccine manufacturers made a lot of money. The European Council, and you can look this up on the Internet, there's a European Council that's going to investigate this whole scam to see if there is any justification for certainly this whole production of this vaccine to be used throughout the world, and if there is any collusion between the health authorities and the vaccine manufacturers who made, well, we know here in America at least $7 or $8 billion and probably that much in Europe, and how much for the rest of the world, we don't know. But certainly a tremendous amount of money the vaccine manufacturers have made, for the vaccine that was given in Canada and Australia and New Zealand and in Europe. And, of course, incidentally, that was a much more deadly vaccine. It contained something called Fluad, which was a screening additive, and it's going to create an epidemic of autoimmune disease in those countries. Fortunately, it wasn't used here in America because they knew that this would give tremendous opposition. We have a much better network of people opposed to vaccines here in the United States than the rest of the world. And, of course, they hate that. This whole worldwide vaccination program is really about population control because mercury destroys fertility. And there's a toxic dose of mercury in the influenza vaccine, of course, in the childhood vaccines, which, of course, we supposedly took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines. And they did take out the mercury out of the childhood vaccines. They just left mercury in the vaccines, which are recommended for children. Why would you take mercury out of the childhood vaccines, but leave mercury in vaccine that is recommended for children, and then keeping recommending that children take increasing amounts of that vaccine to the point where recently, this is last year, they recommended that every pregnant woman at any stage of pregnancy get a shot of H1 vaccine with a full dose of mercury and a shot of the seasonal flu vaccine that contained mercury. Now remember, there was mercury-free vaccine available, but you specifically had to ask for it, and most doctors didn't even know there was mercury in the vaccines. And you'll be interested to know that Pasteur company has recalled the mercury-free vaccine. Why did they recall the mercury-free vaccine but leave the mercury that contains, pardon me, the vaccine that contains mercury on the market? Well, of course, the excuse was, well, we found the vaccine had lost its potency. It was good vaccine when we produced it, when we released it, but within a couple of weeks, it wasn't as potent, and that's why we recalled almost all of our mercury-free vaccine, so that all you get is the mercury-containing vaccine. Why do you think they did that? Well, I think they did it so they could justify giving everybody who's foolish enough to take the vaccine with mercury in it, because it destroys fertility. It destroys the mind, too, but they're more interested in destroying fertility because it's all about population control. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And they really want to destroy not only the fertility of the people, they want to destroy the majority of the people here on Earth. And they've openly talked about it. If you haven't read my population control agenda monograph, it's on my webpage. Look it up on the Internet. It's posted on the Internet. Certainly, I hope all of you saw Jesse Ventura, his program last week. I think he did an excellent job. That was the Jesse Ventura conspiracy theory. It's on True Television, and it's a television cable network. But he's getting a tremendous listening audience, and I've seen the first three films. They were all very well done, the first three or first four. In fact, I was in the last one this last week and had a fair opportunity to talk about the population control agenda program. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call. I'd like to know what you're thinking about. Are you concerned about population control?
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The people of Rush Housing Authority believe that respect and care for the elderly is important year-round. With the busy holiday season upon us, we must remember our seniors. Remember by offering a helping hand with chores, giving rides, or simply taking time to visit and make sure they're safe. Letting them know you care could be the greatest gift you give this year. That's from the Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group, And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Pizza Network, and of course, I'm a regularly scheduled guest. Didn't show up this weekend, so I'm up at this today, so it's up to you. 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Well, we were talking about the H1 epidemic scam and how certainly in June, I think it was June 11th, why the World Health Organization declared this very mild form of influenza a pandemic. And the inference was it was deadly and we were going to have to do something. So they're already now producing the vaccine, but it takes a long time. They're having to grow it in eggs and... And then, of course, by the end of July, the World Health Organization tells the countries of the world to stop typing the various types of influenza for H1N1. The World Health Organization doesn't need to know it's out there. We know it's out there. Don't waste your time or money doing the typing. Well, a lot of countries did continue the typing, and they found that most of the influenza and flu, people with flu-like symptoms, it wasn't H1N1. And, of course, in August, the CDC did the same thing. Oh, they said 99% of all the flu that's occurring is H1N1, deadly. People are dying, and so the states don't have to do typing anymore. States should not have to do the typing. Just leave it to us. We'll monitor the epidemic. But they were lying to us because CBS, a woman for CBS, actually contacted the states, which were still doing the typing, actually, trying to identify how many of the cases coming down were H1N1. And the vast majority of them were not. In one state, I think it was 17%. One was 14%. One state was 1%. And the CDC was telling us 99% of the cases out there are H1N1. So they simply lied that they'd lie about that. They'll lie about everything. And it was all a lie. I mean, basically they kept telling us about all the people who were dying, and 1,000 people had died, of course. Two-thirds of them had other illnesses. 100 children had died, but most of them had other illnesses. But they kept stressing the children were so concerned about the children. Ladies and gentlemen, they've destroyed the minds of probably 1 million to 2 million children with autism by the mercury in the vaccines, and they know what they're doing. They're not concerned about the children, but they know that you are. Because the average individual is a compassionate, caring individual. It's just that the people in charge are not. They have another agenda. And, of course, that is population control. And there, many of them, some of them are wicked people. Most of them are just people who want to keep their jobs and know if they tell the truth, they'll come after them, make their life miserable. And, well, you never know what these wicked and evil people will do. So, I certainly don't fall into the trap of believing that these people are really concerned about the children at all. And then suddenly they began overnight to inflate the figures, and the number of people who died of H1N1 was 4,000. And then the number, the latest figure was 10,000 people have died 50 million people have been infected. How do they know that? They don't know that, because all they would have to do would be to do large-scale antibody testing to see how many people have the antibodies, but they're not doing that. They first said, they say, well, now everybody should get infected. We may have a third wave of this disease coming. That'll be next year. They had President Obama declare a public health emergency. He did that on the 24th of October after the epidemic had peaked and the incidence of new cases was falling. Why would the president declare a public health emergency after the epidemic had peaked and the number of new cases was declining? Why? So that they could begin to give the mercury free vaccines in the states where the state legislature had outlawed the use of mercury in the vaccines. But with a public health emergency, national public health emergency, declared by Nobel Peace Prize winner, President of the United States, the greatest, of course, president of all time, with a spiritual background and the tremendous support that he's felt to the American people. If he says it's a public health emergency, it must be true, and now we can give the mercury-containing vaccines in every state in the Union, even though the state legislatures had voted recognizing that mercury-containing products are dangerous to the health of the public. Now they can use them and use them to destroy the fertility of our children and our people. That's what it's really all about. But nobody's going to tell you that. If you've never seen the DVD we carry called Autism, Mercury, and the Global Vaccine Agenda, it's by Dr. David Ayoub. And when you get the DVD, you get a free CD-ROM with thousands of pages of scientific data showing you how toxic mercury is and how it destroys fertility as well as the mind. That Autism, Mercury, and the Global Vaccine Agenda by Dr. Ayoub, you must get that and watch it and understand that they know exactly what they're doing. So on the 24th of October, President Obama declared a national, pandemic, a public health emergency, but people aren't coming in. I mean, despite all of the propaganda, the majority of healthcare personnel would not take the vaccine. When they tried up in the state of New York to force the people to do it, healthcare workers, saying, you will be fired, we'll take away your pension, you are going to take this vaccine because we need it, it's a matter of emergency public health, you're coming in contact with potential patients, you've got to take the vaccine. And the public health, the health workers up there said, we're not going to take your vaccine. We're just not going to do it. And you know what happened? The government of New York backed down. And the American people had the courage to stand up against everything going on and say, we're not going to go along with your stupid wars. We're going to keep demonstrating. We're going to vote everybody who's voted for a war out of office, including the president. Why? They would back down.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Wildbird Center takes this opportunity to remind area drivers the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you do take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from your friends at the Wildbird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wildbird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you all a happy season.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And back here at the American Network. I'm sorry we missed our program this morning with Pastor David Whitney, but we'll get him on later to talk about our Constitution. And that's the first thing you've got to do, is learn the Constitution so you can become an effective spokesman, pointing out that the people in Washington, D.C. is subversive. They've sworn to uphold a Constitution and defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And yet they themselves are traitors to our country. They're globalists. They want a world government. They want to destroy our Constitution. And they've violated the very oath they've sworn to uphold. Well, our number, if you'd like to reach us, 1-800-544-8927. And we hope you'll want to get Dr. David Ayoub's excellent DVD, Going into the Background of Vaccines, the mercury in them, and of course how this is being used for population control throughout the world. I mean, why would we have taken the mercury out of the childhood vaccines given in the United States, but then recommended that children take vaccines that contain mercury here in America, so that if you were to follow the CDC recommendations, you'd get almost twice as much mercury today by the time you were 18 as you would have before they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, because the mercury is important. It's destroying the mind and the fertility of our children. But we left the mercury in the vaccines given to childhood vaccines given to children throughout the world, where, of course, we're doing even more damage to those unfortunate children. And we're giving it to them for nothing in the name of, oh, we're from America and we want to preserve your health. No, we want to destroy your fertility. And certainly we may do away with the childhood diseases, but we're destroying your fertility and your mind. And certainly with increased nutrition, why children don't die of childhood diseases. And this is one of the big reasons why we do not see why we saw a dramatic drop in the mortality of childhood diseases before we ever started giving the childhood vaccines. We've done away with the diseases, and we've brought on terrible new diseases. And they know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. Well, certainly you want to see our DVD, Mercury Autism, or Autism, Mercury, and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Vaccination and Brain Development, that's by Dr. Blaylock. Also, you want to see the four tape sets we have on vaccination, Vaccine Update 2009. That's a four CD set. You want to get the books that we have on hand. Vaccines, are they safe and effective? The Vaccine Safety Manual, and should be carried, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's book and Sherry Tenpenny's DVD. You need the information so that you can act intelligently and you can help to warn other people as well. If you want to understand water fluoridation, my talk, The Hidden Agenda, and the syllabus for that, we recommend very strongly. All of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We've got a great deal of information on population control. You need to get it because they really want to kill you off and your family and the majority of people in the world. And these people are deadly serious. No, please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com.